Jesus, the latter part of verse number 27, asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" They gave the answer. This answer, or the answer to that question, determines somebody's salvation. The question as related to whom do men say that I am? The second question, whom do you say that I am? Relates, number one, to your salvation, but who's in control of your life? That's amazing. As Jesus asked these questions. Now, that was a probing question. That was an important question, and is an important question even to us in church this morning. Whom do people say that Christ is? But then, whom do you say he is? I want us to note a little history concerning that, Caesarea. Predominantly, coastal area. In that city, it was deeply rooted in pagan worship and pagan religion. There was an idol given to Baal, worship of Baal, idol given to fertility. There was an idol named Pan, half goat, half man. Many believed Pan was the god of the flock and nature. Caesarea, apart from all the worship of the gods, had a marble temple built by Herod to honor a Roman emperor, Caesar. An amazing preacher concerning that temple built by Herod in honor of Caesar. The citizens of the country were supposed to go into that temple once a month and declare Caesar to be God. They had to say Caesar was God. So you have in Caesarea, given to idol worship, but not just idol worship, but idol of the emperor. A wonderful temple built in his honor. And the people of the area going to that temple and confirming and saying that Caesar is God. It is in this background, it is in these circumstances, it's in this village, in this place, in this city, that Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I am?" Jesus knew what their thoughts were. He was not asking that question for information. He was asking that question because he wanted them to respond and them to confirm to him. That's important because John the Baptist lost his neck when he confronted Herod. That was a scary time. They said, "Some people say that you are John the Baptist." Now keep in mind, Herod had John the Baptist beheaded. Keep in mind that Herod was part and parcel of that. So that news probably came out of Herod, because Herod said, "Well, maybe we killed John the Baptist, but he came back alive." By the way, you cannot get rid of the truth. And all throughout history, the people have tried to suppress the truth. They have killed the Christians, murdered them. But the truth still prevails. They've burned the Bibles, but the truth still prevails. They've killed the prophets and the preachers, but the truth still prevails. So somebody said, well, they said you're John the Baptist. In a way, you could see the similarity, because John the Baptist preached about repentance. Jesus Christ came also preaching repentance. Some of them said, you are Elijah, Elias. Well, Elijah was one of those prophets who just preached it as it is. Straightforward. Didn't put water in his mouth. And you could understand why they say you are Elijah. And just in case they missed, they said you were just one of the prophets. This is what the people were saying. But I want to note John chapter 10. What was said about Jesus Christ during his time, even up to his face. Whom do men say that I am? In Matthew, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? John chapter 10. Look at verse number 20. John chapter 10, verse 20. Well, verse number 19, get the juice of that. There was a division, therefore, among them, among the Jews, for this saying. And many of them said, he have a devil and is mad. This is what the Jews were saying at that time, that Jesus Christ is possessed. He's possessed. He have a devil. In Mark chapter 3, Mark chapter 3, look at verse 22. The Jews were saying that. Mark chapter 3, verse 22. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he have what? Beelzebub. And by the prince of Beelzebub, of the devils, cast out devils. So, amazing, the Jews were saying, he's possessed. But the scribes, the religious leaders of the day, they were saying he's acting out because and doing all these things by the power of the devil. Well, what are people saying today? I want us to listen carefully. Again, who Christ is to you is important. You want this place to be more glorious than last year? Who Christ is to you is important. And in our history, right now today, the Muslims saying Jesus was just a prophet. The Muslims say Jesus Christ was not crucified on a cross. He will not return. He is not God. The Hindus believe that Jesus Christ was one of the millions of many gods. The Jews believe that Jesus Christ was just a great prophet and a teacher, but he was not God. Jehovah's Witness believe that Jesus Christ was once the archangel Michael before he came to earth. Jesus Christ was a God, but not the real God. The Mormons believe that Jesus Christ was the firstborn to God in heaven with Mary, his own daughter. They believe that Jesus Christ is the spirit brother of Lucifer. The atheists outright deny the existence of Jesus. He is not God. And that there is no God. We went witnessing yesterday, and brother was speaking to a lady, a guy, And his girlfriend or his wife was inside. And he said, well, she's an atheist. I'm a spiritualist. And there are so many various forms of teaching today about Christ. And again, depending on what you believe about Christ determines your eternal destiny. Well, what did God say? Look at Matthew. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Matthew chapter 3. God is good. Well, I love that. Matthew chapter 3, look at verse 17. Well, you get the Jews confessing the baptism of Christ in verse 16. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Look with me again in Matthew chapter 17. What is God saying about Jesus? Matthew 17. Look at verse number 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. Look at verse 5. And while he yet speak, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen, hear ye him. Now, different religions can have their teachings about who Christ is. Different preachers, different prophets can have their thinking about who Christ is. That's irrelevant. I may have my thinking about who Christ is. That also is irrelevant. What is God saying about Jesus Christ? God said, this is my beloved Son. Amen. Now, I rather that I am wrong and he is right every day. Watch me. I was speaking to an atheist, one of these flights coming from St. Lucia to Miami. And I was reading a book. In fact, I saw him reading a book about atheism. And when he was done, I said, could I read that book? He didn't know who I was. I took the book and started reading through it. Just, you know, glimpse, first few, you know how you all guys do that. First few chapters, ignore the middle and go to the end. And I was done, and I gave him back the book. And that's a way of witnessing. He said, what do you think? I said, I realize you're an atheist. He said, yeah. I said, I'm a Christian. I'm a preacher. He go, oh. So we try a conversation. And I said, what's your philosophy as an atheist? He said, well, I'm doing good, helping people. I said, that's noble. I said, I do that. As a Christian, I help people. I do good works. But I don't do the works to get salvation. And I said to him, listen, at the end of life, both of us die. I would die, you will die. If I am wrong in my teaching, then I have lost nothing. Just in case God doesn't exist, I'm just like you. I've lost nothing because I'm doing good. But if at the end of your life you are wrong, you're in trouble. And he said, I never thought about that one. In the midst of all the chaos preached and all what people are saying about Christ, God says he is my son. He's my son. He says, hey him, he's my son. You know, the Muslims, the other religions, the Jehovah's Witness, they are fearful to say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And one of the accusations of the scribes and Pharisees that when Christ said that he is the Son of God, they charge him of blasphemy because they say he's making himself to be God. Because you see, once you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you are actually saying he is God. And they knew that. That's why all this false religion concerning Christ, this false teaching concerning Christ are trying to say he's not the Son of God. Because once you acknowledge that he is the Son of God, then you're saying he is God. And so they have problems. But God says, he's my beloved Son. Whom do men say that I am? Who is he to the theologian? Who is he to the secularist? Who is he to your boss at work? What are people saying about God, about Christ? That's one question. That's a probing question. Who's studying to be a lawyer here? You? You guys know how to ask questions. There's the first question, probing question. But Brother Preacher, there is a second question, which is a personal question. He says, now, not just whom do men say that I am in Mark chapter 8, but in whom do you say that I am? Yeah. I've heard what people are saying. I've heard that. They'll die and go to hell. But whom do you say? Now, I wrote some important truths concerning that because that's amazing. Jesus wanted their personal opinion. Jesus wanted them to say it verbally. Jesus wanted them to own it up with the mouth, with the backdrop of paganism, with the backdrop of worshiping Caesar. Peter spoke up. He said, thou art the Christ. I want to note something else. All these disciples were already following him. You understand that? They were already following Christ. How people are scared to testify about Jesus Christ. Christ wanted disciples to speak with their mouth. What's in the heart? Speak with your mouth concerning him. That's important. He wanted them to verbalize their belief. You can't be a secret disciple. You got to speak what you believe. Speak to those around you. Speak to your co-workers. Speak to your students. Speak to your folks who are in school with you. Speak to everyone. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Talk about him at your workplace. Everywhere you go, if you really believe that he's the Christ, you'd have a problem. You must talk about him. He impacts your life. He impacts your talk. He impacts your eating. Everything you do, he impacts you. Peter said, you are the Christ. That's an amazing answer. The word Christ, instead of a title, means the anointed one. It means the chosen one. It means the Messiah, Christ, title given to God, the anointed one, the chosen. Let's look at some scriptures. Isaiah 61. I know we get some scriptures, we won't be long. By Isaiah 61. Look at verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letter, have appointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open up the prison to them that abound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have what? There you go. Daniel chapter 9, 26. He's writing that, write it down. Daniel 9, 26. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Isaiah 11, verses 1. In fact, let's read that Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 1 and verse number 10. He's the anointed one. He's the chosen one. He's the Messiah. Amen. Isaiah 11, the one sent forth. Look at verse number 1 of chapter 11 of Isaiah. There shall come forth a rod for the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. Look at verse number 11. Shall come to pass that in that day the Lord shall set his hand. I'm sorry, verse 10. And in that great, in that day, there shall be a root out of Jesse, which shall stand for and what? Of the people, to which shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Prophecy referring to Christ, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Messiah, the anointed one, the sent one. He is the Son of the living God. He is God himself. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Only God could tell Peter that answer. And the pastor dealt with that. When I'm closing, what is your answer? Who is Christ to you? What is he to you? Is he a great teacher? Is he your savior? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? But as a personal challenge, whom do you say that I am? Do you know him today? Is he your Messiah? Is he your savior? Again, listen, folks. Depending on your answer determines your destiny. Right. Just ignore all what the earthly religions have to say about him and focus on what God said about him. Amen. He's my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. Others say, listen to him. Gospel of John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Then he became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word died for us. He's the anointed one. He's the Messiah. He's the Savior. But as I close, secondly, if you save, he's your Lord. And the Lord literally means my master. the one in charge of my life. The one when he speaks, I listen. Is he in charge of your life? Is he your master? Is he in control of you? Why are you holding back some part of your life? You see, either way, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. It's the only way. It's the only way to salvation. He's the Messiah. If you're saved, he needs to be your Lord. I, sir, attention. Whatever you want, Lord, wherever you send, whatever you ask me to do, I'll do. Making this church more glorious. Acknowledge him if you're not saved. And if you're saved, making this church more glorious than last year, let him be your Lord. Whom do men say that I am? But whom do you say? You know, we struggle. We want to be in charge. We want to be in control of our lives. We want to do things our way. But if it's Lord, it's his way. Father, simple but profound truths from your word. God, tonight, this morning, there may be someone here who's not saved, battling with who is Christ. All the world's religions, so many other gods out there. It's irrelevant, Lord, what other people have to say, but God, is what you have said. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. May they acknowledge you this morning. Come to me as Lord and Savior. And then for those of us who are saved, may we acknowledge you as Lord of our lives. May we yield to you.
Do you believe he is who he said he is? And have you accepted him as Savior, of course? And if you have accepted him as Savior, are you doing what he says? He says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Let him be the Lord of your life. Heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Just with between you and God. We all want to leave here at peace with God and happy in the Lord and close to him. And first of all, if you don't know, you're going to heaven.